You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's percentage is brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken from 2 people to 300. Let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Last week, I don't know if Jerry even had an opening statement. He wasn't in the mood and...
He was miserable.
Yeah, he was really awkward last week. So I believe ignorant. He's back with some sort of a statement.
He was ignorant last week.
Let's see what Jerry has in store for us this week.
I just had the idiots running TSN Radio send me the audio of Jerry's new jingle, The 12 Days of Leafsmas, and it's absolutely breathtaking. Jerry's sultry tones will be making the men nervous and the ladies blush. So watch yourself this Christmas, because Jerry's jingles will be supplying the soundtrack. And you know exactly what I mean.
The He's soundtrack.
I don't even know what to
release
make
that
of
on
that
iTunes.
Jerry's jingles.
Last year's was fantastic.
We should. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
What did he do, Jerry Claus, last year?
I remember Duffy voiced it.
I got to be honest. I think I've got exclusive video of that being shot.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. We should put that up for auction.
No, that's locked in the vault.
I like that idea.
Do you remember? Somebody was voicing it, and I walked in.
Someone had a very puffy jacket on.
I saw that. Yes. You were walking around, and the guy was voicing it, and you had quite a time with that.
That was very funny.
Okay. Well, we'll have to have that conversation as well.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I think Jerry's jingles might have to make a triumphant return at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the hot takes this week.
Nazem Kadri returns to Toronto tonight to let Leafs fans reminisce what it was like to cheer for a player with some jam. And he'll stick out tonight with either a big hit or a goal scored. You know he's getting a video tribute too. Oh, dog, only dreams.
And Matt Stajan, evidently.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that about Stajan.
How about you? You and Stajan have even more in common. Former Leafs, and both guys got stiffed on a return montage. That's a bit of a shot at this current team, suggesting that no one has jam on the team.
Yeah.
Jerry, with a bit of a greasy, gutless comment.
So what is the percentage
that Kadri gets a goal? Massive hit or a goal tonight?
Could be
80%.
If it's just high.
One or the other, it's 85%.
I think he scores tonight.
I don't think he has a massive hit?
I think he'll be looking for it.
Here's the thing. Even if he gets a clean lick on somebody, you know the storyline will be like, those two didn't like each other. Like, say he catches...
Morgan Riley, who he's been with forever.
Yeah, and they're buddies.
You know they're boys.
He hammers Morgan Riley with a clean hit.
Isn't it weird, though? Like, back in the day, when he came back and he wanted to be a hero... being Kadri, there would be four or five guys on Toronto saying, I want to get a lick on him just to say, you know what, you're not here anymore, so suck on that one. Yeah. But that's so far from what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
You know they won't respond. About? If he throws a massive hit, no one's going to do anything.
No, but there'd be a bunch of guys that say, I want to drill him through the boards and say, you know what, screw you, you're not here anymore. We got rid of you.
Right.
But that's not even close to the reality.
No. I'm 81% tonight. 81%.
Yeah, I'm
goal or high. A big hit. Kadri's going to be something.
84%.
Some people watch horror movies when they're looking for a jolt. Jerry watches game tape of Morgan Riley and Cody Ceci in their own end. But that pairing will be split up by January 1st.
That's another ruthless comment.
That's ignorant.
I don't know what to make of this, because I don't know why it hasn't been broken up yet.
You know why. There's not really another option to break it up.
I hear you, but, like, Keefe has tried to do everything different than Babcock, except for that. the top pairing is going to stick together and get shelled every night against the best
competition. Well, I'll ask you the question I asked you before. If Justin Hall went up there and played with Riley, would you notice much of a difference?
No, now I've come around. And now, again, I don't know if it would be much of a difference because Hall might get shelled in too.
Right.
But at the very least, it's a bit of a different look. Or you put Muzzin with, put Barry with Riley even. I don't care. But something's got to give. And I think by January 1st, it will be split up. Because yeah. I think at some point, Sheldon Keefe, Dubas and company will say it's not working.
Yeah, I'm 100% on that.
I laid out my thoughts. I think Dermott gets back into playing the way that they think he's capable of, just coming off the injury. I think he's a guy who pushes up and pushes the lineup around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm 96%.
95% just to play the game.
Even Jerry's starting to believe in the Bills this season. And I'm thinking of mixing in a Bills Mafia meetup this weekend. Because Buffalo will beat the Ravens on Sunday. Jerry might show up and jump on a table. Jerry loves that. Does it all the time.
Jerry is a member of Bills Mafia this weekend. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson at the Ralph. I think they're 5.5-point dogs at home, but Jerry's saying they're going to win outright.
I think 0%. I think the Ravens are going to beat the hell out of them. And if you want a little...
Whose pick is it?
Well, we don't usually play Sunday games, but I'll talk about it because they've got a long week. They played last Thursday where they laid a beating on your Cowboys. Not, they're back home.
I'm Patriots, idiot.
All right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. LeBron is Cowboys.
Josh Allen has come alive. They're dogs, but it's not 0% that they win the game. They're starting to sniff out winning the division, too. They got a game in New England in a couple of weeks. I'm going to say 35% Buffalo wins that game. Ooh. 35%.
I'm zero.
Okay.
If you want to go just straight up winner.
No, I have no interest party. In that. Straight up winner, I'm not doing that. They're a huge dog. I'm not.
Yeah, but show some nuts.
I just said,
I don't know.
I just said 35%. If I said 100%
yeah,
Bills,
35 is.
I still think Baltimore is probably going to win.
41%.
There you go.
I'll give it to the Bills.
Big game for the Pats this weekend, hosting the Chiefs. I wonder what old Bobby Kraft's pregame move will be. I think I know what it'll be. Jerry's on the Pats big.
Bob Kraft, you know what he used to do before big games. I don't think he's doing it anymore.
Body slide.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah, that went away.
Oh, yeah. Old Bobby knows some people in South Florida. I think this, what a game this is going to be. Kansas City at New England. The Pats, the two losses have been against.
Jerry's just calling for a Pats win.
Yeah, he's got Pats winning.
I'm going, and I'm a Pats all the way, 25%.
Really? You're not believing?
They're unbelievable at home. They usually bounce back and respond, but.
Look who they've lost to. Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. What do you think? You don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to bring the same element of fear to that team?
No kidding.
And he's going to put up points. So can Brady put 30 points on the board if he has to? I don't know if he can.
Actually, 15%.
I'm going to say 50% because it's still Belichick, Brady in New England.
I was just going to say, Belichick, Brady in. Now, where's Antonio Brown? Is this guy?
He's out. Because now
sure
he's tweeting he's about everyone, you know, it's
can't
conspiracy
even come
theories.
Back anyway.
Yeah.
Because they need somebody.
No, he's not coming back.
I know, but.
And Gronk, that ship has sailed. Gronk's, he can't come back anymore either.
Could Antonio Brown technically come back?
I don't think so anymore.
I don't think so either.
No,
so
now it's too late.
Even,
yeah. All right. It's done.
57%. I believe in the Pats.
They're 10-2.
Exactly. And people are acting like I was in America yesterday. And they were saying, like, is Brady done? Like, that was one of the headlines.
What are they saying in Philly about the Eagles? They must be going crazy.
There were some real grit grinders there yesterday that were...
Well, they got the Giants on Monday night, and Eli Manning's back. Daniel Jones has a high ankle sprain. He's out. Eli is making his return.
That's one of our Jerrys, that Eli was going to...
That's right.
Was going
to... Get a chance to play again.
Exactly.
And he's got a chance, basically, to end Philly's season. Like, if Eli returns and lays a beating on the Eagles, And it's not out of the realm of possibility. Philly just lost in Miami a week ago.
Yeah, people are worked up around there.
Yeah. Oh, they should be.
Yeah.